When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 4th edition. 9 games late on tap for you tonight. Be careful because there's about 20 baseball games today, as there's a lot of doubleheaders. So pretty much everyone playing during the day has a double dip at night, and they are not on the main slate. It starts at 7:10 Eastern, 9 games on DK, 10 games on FanDuel starting at 6:40 Eastern. So keep in mind that as you're navigating the field, just cross off all those doubleheader games. They're not on the main slate of action. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. The stacks we loved came through. That Yankees-Mets game was what we thought it was. The White Sox were huge. Kershaw was awesome. It was fun to watch Kershaw pitch. Even as a Giants fan, I can respect the goodness that is Clayton Kershaw when he's on the bump and dealing. So really good baseball on a Thursday night. We have a full slate of action on Friday, a big weekend. I'll say this now, and I'll say it at the end. Monday being the holiday, the early games, I'll be out of town, so there will be no quick hits Monday morning. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. So just keep that in mind. No quick hits on Monday, but if you have any questions or need help, come join the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. I'm in there all the time answering questions, and if I'm not, there's other guys helping each other out. It's the beauty of the community built over there. Also, if you like rotoballer.com, and I do because I ride over there and work over there, and you can find this video on the Rotoballer YouTube channel at all times, go check out a premium package there. You get the premium Slack chat, the tools, all that good stuff. Promo code Bubba gets you 10% off at rotoballer.com. Also, if you listen to this in podcast form, if you give a rating review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. It would help the podcast out a ton. Now that the business side of things all said and done, let's get into your slate. 9 games on a Friday, which is a beautiful thing to say. If you're playing the FanDuel slate, Marlins Rays is a total of 8. But going to the 9-game action, Brewers, Indians, total of 8. Phillies, Mets, 9.5. White Sox, Royals, 9.5. Cardinals, Cubs waiting on that one because we're in Wrigley, so you always wait on the weather there. Astros, Angels, total of 9. Rockies, Dodgers, 9. Padres, A's, 8. D-backs, Giants, 8.5. So we have almost all of the games. That's actually a first for a long time. We're missing Chicago White Sox in Kansas City, Dane Dunning versus Brady Singer. 2 nice young arms, play lots of bullpen and lots of offense. So I would imagine the total to be pretty high there, definitely in favor of the one Pale Hose. So go check that out when that one comes out. But let's start it off. Your pitchers, you have 3 guys over 10K. We have 1 guy we're circling. That is Yu Darvish, $11,000 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. And all Darvish has done is a tune of 1.47 ERA and been straight filthy. Absolutely outstanding this season. Faced St. Louis 3 starts ago, 6 innings, 107 Ks. He has 7 or more Ks in all but 2 starts this season. He has 7 or more he has 7 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. That's been an electric factory. He basically has gotten you 22 or more points in 6 straight starts. He's given up 1 earned run or less in all but the opening start. The opening start of the year was the bugaboo. Since then, lights out. 6 innings or more, 1 earned run or less, 7 or more Ks in all but 1 starts. He's going over 100 pitches. He's throwing at least 6 innings, usually 7 plus. He's everything you want in a cash game play with GPP upside. I'm not going to have to drool on and on and on about Yu Darvish, but one thing I will mention, you look at St. Louis versus right-handed pitching, striking out 21% of the time, 255 average, but only a 145 ISO, so and a 331 WOBA. So, some you know, the average is a little low. The WOBA is not bad at 331. 145 ISO is not great. They strike out a little bit. It's an offense that doesn't really terrify you. I'll say that much. A lot of right-handed thump more than left-handed thump in that lineup. So Darvish at 11K, he's pricey. If you don't want to pay it, sure, knock yourself out. But it is a very, very intriguing option there at that price point, especially in cash. You have Bundy, you have Carrasco at the 10K range. I'm not paying for either of those at that price point. Bundy I like a lot versus Houston, but not at 10-4. On FanDuel, he's 87, and he's much more tournament viable. Like, that price tag on FanDuel is crazy at $8,700. So over there, Dylan Bundy's a very, very strong play. He's got a little bit of cash upside if you want to save some money from Darvish on FanDuel. You save almost 4K from Darvish on FanDuel, or no, 3K from Darvish on FanDuel. But GPP-wise, Bundy has a bunch of upside on FanDuel, much more so than DraftKings. Carrasco, I love. You can make him a GPP play. He's just been so inconsistent right now. I know the Milwaukee Bats struggle, but if I'm going to pay up, I'm just going to go another 800 to you, Darvish. That's where I'm going to go at the high price point of things. When you go down a little farther, you got Jack Flaherty in that same matchup against Darvish. So if you want to be contrarian, you can go Flaherty through 83 pitches his last time out. You'd imagine he's going to go 95-plus, which should ramp him up pretty good, hopefully get you 6-plus innings. Ian Happ might be out of the lineup tonight. Took a fluky like hit foul ball off the ground, bounced up, hit him in the face. X-rays came back fine. MRI came back fine. Just a bruise to his face. Might have the day off. That would be tremendous for Flaherty owners out there. So he's a strong play if you want to go that route in a GPP. Otherwise, I'm going to pass. Dustin May, I'm passing. He's only 7K on FanDuel, so he's going to get a lot of people's attention. Just not striking guys out. He barely goes six innings once in a while. Not striking guys out. Really makes, like on FanDuel, you want at least a quality start. He's risky in that aspect. He's not getting strikeouts. It's an interesting matchup versus Colorado, so I'm going to be passing on Dustin May tonight. I'd rather save some money on DraftKings than go to Zach Davies. He's viable on FanDuel as well, but 8,500 for Davies. He's got one of the best floors in baseball right now. He's been better at home than on the road, but still on the road, averaging 17 DK points for a start with a 3.25 ERA. Not horrific by any means. Still getting you close to a strikeout per inning, which is really good from Zach Davies. He's using that changeup a lot more this season. It's been discussed on Bench with Bubba and other platforms. So definitely liking some Davies tonight as an SP2, or if you need to get really weird, an SP1, but you prefer Darvish if you can get there. But a good spot for Davies at 8,500 bucks versus Oakland team that's been off. They haven't played since Saturday due to the COVID situation. So you got to take that in mind. They strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That's a big hole with only a 225 average, 184 ISO, and a 321 wOBA. So they got the power you expect, but they do not hit for average, and they strike out a ton. So Zach Davies at 8,500 bucks, worth a look for you this evening. Corbin Burns, 8,000, I do like at Cleveland, opposite Carlos Carrasco, especially in a GPP, but he does have a little cash game viability to you from Cleveland offense that really isn't getting it going right now. They're striking out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 232 average and a 150 ISO. So very inconsistent. Like J-Rams had a couple knocks, big knocks this last week, but Santana's been quiet. Lindor's, you know, there, but nothing crazy. That overall, the offense as a whole just isn't getting it going in Cleveland. So Corbin Burns, it's usually a control thing with him, but when the control's on, the strikeouts are definitely there. He has five or more Ks in every single outing this year, and some of those outings are like three innings. He's gone at least five innings in three straight starts. He's gotten about 16 or more points in three straight. Absolutely dominated Pittsburgh his last time out. Lots of upside with Burns at 8,000. I think he's a very, very viable play on tonight's slate versus that Cleveland Indians offense. When you go down below Burns, you could go Lizardo versus San Diego. I'll just kind of pass and go up to Burns in that one. Sensatella at 67 is an interesting GPP against the Dodgers offense that's really not on fire right now. So that's intriguing in a in a GPP. I don't hate that. But the plays here, Tyler Anderson, who dominated Arizona's last time out. We just saw Kershaw get to Arizona. So their offense is dreadful. They just traded Starling Marte. We talked about that yesterday. You get through like the top of the order, get through Christian Walker and those guys, and then it gets really, really bleak. Ketel Marte's been ice cold right now. You got an Arizona team striking out over 21% of the time versus lefties with a 217 average and a 104 ISO and a 269 wOBA versus left-handed pitching. No power versus lefties. It's a very, very bleak situation. Tyler Anderson, obviously hit and miss, but 6K is an interesting value on this slate if you're looking to get some bats. He faced Arizona, he faced him his last start, 4 2/3, 7 earned, got hit around. Start before that at home, though, complete game shutout. So it's very hit and miss with him, not a cash game play at all, but he's 6K. The play that I love and everyone's going to love for value is Dane Dunning at 5,800 bucks. I've been a humongous Dane Dunning supporter on the show. He's gone 4 1/3 and 5 and 5 shutout his last time out, 7Ks in both starts, and that's what's huge, as we know, in DraftKings land, especially at 5,800 bucks, 14 or more points in two starts, facing a Royals team we love to pick on. Like I mentioned even yesterday, Hunter Dozier, good play, goes deep, but I wasn't going to go pick him as a whole. They strike out 24% of the time versus righties with a 229 average and a 165 ISO, 301 wOBA. Lots to like with Dane Dunning at 5,800 bucks. You can go Dunning, Darvish, and get all the bats you want. Pretty simple in that mess. I think Dunning and Burns is an interesting GPP philosophy. If you want to get even more bats, that's a way to attack things as well. So with 18 pitchers and a handful of decent options, you can definitely make some noise. And the last guy I mentioned is Yusei Kikuchi, pitching much better at home this season. He's had a couple of hiccups on the season, but really gotten it done as a whole. Facing a Rangers lineup that you can pick on, 23% K rate. That's versus righties. Let me pull up the lefties for you real quick to get you the exact numbers you're looking for. 24.4% K rate versus lefties at a 231 average, 138 ISO, only a 287 wOBA. So you can pick on the Rangers with left-handed pitching. So Kikuchi at 57 is nice. It's kind of fun to have all these cheap options, like Sensatella's a GPP play at 67. Tyler Anderson's there at 6K. I'd rather go to Dane Dunning at 58. You have Kikuchi at 57. So all four of these guys are viable punts on this slate to go with your Burnses, to go with your Zach Davies, to go with your Yu Darvishes. You can definitely mix and match and make it work. I prefer Dane Dunning as my guy. He's going to be popular, but I definitely look at Dane Dunning on this slate as your punt play for sure. I'll get to your questions in the StreamYard chat here a little later in the YouTube chat, but yeah, you got some good points there with the Gigantes. I'm going to get them, big fan of them tonight in the late night hammer world. Speaking of the bats, let's get to the bats. Catcher's position on the slate. Realmuto at 52 is expensive, but he's a great play because Rick Porcello, garbage. That Phillies-Mets game is going to be a good one. I think I mentioned their total, was it 9.5? Yeah, 9.5. That might not be enough unless the rain stops a game. That's about it. I guess Monty Grandal at 51 versus Singer. I like him quite a bit. 12 more points last night, averaging 9.3 over his last 10. He's more so, if you just want a good floor, the ceiling hasn't really been there with Grandal, but part of a White Sox stack, he's viable, always overlooked, but not a must play. Don't run to play him. Let me be very clear on that one. Otherwise, after the big guys up top, I'm just going to save some cash like usual at the catcher's position. You could go to Joey Bart at 38. Maybe that Colorado series woke him up. That could be something to keep an eye on because that bat's legit, just off a slow start. So you could get a $3,800 value with Joey Bart. Trevino of Texas at 27 versus Kikuchi is pretty solid. He's hitting in the middle of that order. 12 more points last night. He's hitting 273 over his last 10 games. For a catcher at 2,700, Jose Trevino, good value, decent cash game play for you. On that one, Gallagher's okay if you're not using Dunning. He's a nice punt. And then other than that, Caratini's down to 23, but it is Flaherty, so I'll take that with a grain of salt when you're picking that one. So check your lineups, but Trevino's probably the punt at catcher for now. First base position, you got Belly Bombs, who's kind of cold, but Abreu at 54 is in play for you. Matt Olson, GPP only, because otherwise he's doing nothing. It's home run or bust right now for Mr. Olson, so be careful there. But you can go right back to Rhys Hoskins. Rhys's pieces went deep again yesterday. He's averaging 16.2 over his last 10. He has 6 home runs over his last 10 games, 10 extra base hits. The dude is crushing it. He has 12 or more points in 5 straight games, in 6 of 7, in 8 of 10. He is just that good right now. He's gone deep in 4 of his last 5. Loves facing right-handed pitching, and Rick Porcello is not the greatest thing since sliced bread. So Rhys Hoskins at 46 is a nice value for you at the position if you're not paying all the way up to the top. But if you're going to go down even farther, Christian Walker versus Tyler Anderson at 41 is in play. I love Brandon Belt. 4K on DK, only 3K on FanDuel. That FanDuel price is really, really nice, especially for cash. So keep riding the Belt train, who's just on fire this season. Good value at that price point tonight. Below that, though, it gets real murky. Not a ton to like at first glance at the first base position. So it's kind of Belt and above for now at first base. Second base, you could go Keston here in a GPP if you so choose. But I'll save some cash. Go to Robbie Cano at 46 versus Jake Arrieta. Cano's resurgence continues to be awesome to watch. Hitting 424 over his last 10 games. He has 519, 19, 323 over his last 5. He's homered in 3 of his last 5. He gets Jake Arrieta tonight. Good look there for Cano at 46. Going down farther, though, you got guys like Wilmer Flores is 39 if you need to stack up there. Not looking to run to that, but it's there. Jeff McNeil's only 3,500. Second base outfield eligible versus Arrieta. I think that's a really good look there for McNeil. Second base or outfield at 3,500 gives you some nice value as a guy that's slowly getting it going. 10 more points last night, 10, 9, 13, 12 over his last 4. He's hit safely in 7 games of 8 of 10. So something to keep an eye on there. He's got extra base hits in 3 of his last 4. So he's starting to get it going. I've been mentioning him lately as I've been watching the hits start to slowly rack up for McNeil. The price is still cheap, though. 3,500, good cash game with some GPP upside at second base or the outfield for McNeil. Nick Solak, 29 versus Kikuchi. If you're looking to punt, you can go that direction. Other than that, check your lineups. Maybe an Andrés Giménez at 27 versus Arrieta if he cracks the build. could be another guy to look at for some value tonight. Third base position, Yoan Moncada's been ice cold. That just stinks. He's 5,600. Tough to pay that price. You know he can go off at any moment, but it's tough. Machado at 55 versus Lazardo, not running to play that either. I see the GPP appeal, but not in love with it. You could save some money, though. Kyle Seager at 46 versus Cody. Kyle Cody is going to be starting for the Rangers. He's thrown as much as 39 pitches this year. So you got a short outing for Cody, then the Rangers bullpen. So Kyle Seager at 46. He's in play for you tonight. Sam Haggerty of Seattle at 41 versus Cody. Another value. He's third base outfield eligible. So keep him in mind. You got Longo at 39. So as you can tell, you can save some cash at third base if you so choose. But Longo at 39 is in play for you. Then it drops off. Kenner Falefa, 28. If you need a super savings, but that's not the best of plays. Like, you save other positions than Kenner Falefa more often than not. So Seager stands out as a play here. Longo, Haggerty, those are your main ones, unless you want to pay up and gamble a little bit with the, you know, J-Rams, Machados, Moncadas of the world at their price points. Shortstop, you got Tatis Jr. is always worth the look. Tim Anderson leading off for Singer's very, very strong. You got Lindor, probably not. Corey Seager at 5K. I like Tim Anderson a lot up here, 5K and above. Tim Anderson's my guy. We'd like him more versus lefties than righties, but a great spot there versus Singer. And then that Royals bullpen, someone to definitely take a peek at this evening. Going down more, though, like Didier Gregorius at 44 versus Porcello, that's not too shabby. Brandon Crawford's up to 41, but a good spot as he continues to hit the ball very, very well. Chris Taylor, if he cracks the lineup for the Dodgers, he's 36. But I do like Amed Rosario at 3K. He's a good savings for you tonight. He was 2K yesterday. Came through in a big way, got you 17 points. Since his return from the IL, he's slowly getting things going, which is good to see from Mr. Rosario. He's hit safely in about six of his last 10 games, hit safely in back-to-back games. So slowly getting it going here. 3K versus Arrieta, good value for Rosario at this position tonight. The other one, Elvis Andrus, is only 23 versus Kikuchi. Another guy coming back from injury, get you a little value on that one. Heading to the outfield on this slate. You can always look at Trout, but you got Harper versus Porcello's at 61. Great play. Yastrzemski at 57. Big fan of that one as well. A few others to peek at if you choose to pay up. Kyle Lewis is 51 versus Cody. That's a strong look for you there. Lou Bob's up to 49. Love him. He had an absolute bomb last night. Yeah, Conforto at 48. That's a good look for you. $4,800 against Arrieta, the Mets. Should be a very strong play this evening against Mr. Arrieta. Will Myers versus Lazardo at 46. Could look that way. Hunter Dozier, again, if you're not using Dunning, Dozier at 45, GPP only. Dom Smith at only 44 versus Arrieta. You sense some of a Mets trend here, folks, because you should. That's something to keep an eye on. Nimmo at 43, another guy to look at. Kyle Tucker at only 42 versus Dylan Bundy. I like that as a bounce back. Tucker's had a kind of quiet week after being on fire for like 2.5 weeks. So maybe he gets it going again versus Bundy, getting a little bit of price discount at 42. Schwarber at only 41, Haggerty at 41. Talked about them earlier. I like that quite a bit. Going below 4K now, you got Alex Dickerson's only 39 versus Clark. That's a nice value. McCutchen at 39. Another guy, if you're going to want to save some cash at the position, you can look at Jeff McNeil again, 3,500. That's really cheap. Michael Brantley's only 34. He continues to just hit everything. So that's a really strong look. I know it's Dylan Bundy. I get it. But Michael Brantley at 34 brings some nice savings to your lineup tonight. Jerkson Profar at 32, going back to Oakland in a short tenure there. Nothing crazy, but slowly getting it going. Went 0 for last night, but prior to that, 21, 13, 17, 3, 10. He hits in spurts. This is what Profar does. He's $3,200, outfield only, facing Lizardo. Interesting choice if you choose to go there. Tyler Naquin is 31. Sam Hilliard's 31. A couple of savings for you at the position. Mentioned Nick Solak earlier at 29. Ben Gamble's 27 if you're choosing to fade Carrasco, which is ballsy. Jay Bruce, 27 at GPP, is very good value against Rick Porcello. Boomer bust type stuff with Bruce as usual. And then your Uber punt if you just want to be different. Kevin Pillar is only 2,400 versus Dustin May. I know it's not Coors. I know it's not a lefty. But if he's hitting towards the top of the Rockies order, if May struggles at all, $2,400 does open up a ton for you this evening. All right, recapping your pitching. On this slate, you got Darvish up top at 11,000. He is your guy to go to if you're paying up. Davies at 85, big fan of that. Corbin Burns at 8K, I think has a lot of GPP appeal. A little bit of cash game too, but GPP for sure. And then it's punt central. You got Sensatella, you got Anderson, you got Dunning, Kikuchi. Dunning's my guy. I think Kikuchi right behind him, but four guys you can definitely pick and choose with on this slate. When you're looking at stacking it up here, a few ways to go. That Phillies Mets game stack 101, the Mets against Arrieta, lots to like in that one. Don't mind fading Porcello as well, but the Mets definitely in play. That McNeil's some nice value. Conforto, Dom Smith, Robbie Cano, I like him a ton tonight. The White Sox versus Kansas City, you just keep riding those White Sox bats. Nothing to elaborate too much on there, but your late night hammers is where it's going to be. Seattle versus Texas against Cody. I like getting some Seattle exposure in that one. I like the Giants versus Clark quite a bit. I think there's a lot of upside in that battle. So that's where I'll be heading on tonight's action, 9-game slate. Again, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric. I'm around. Also, join the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat where you guys are chatting it up in there, getting helping each other out. I'm in there helping out. If you want to join rotoballer.com, promo code Bubba gets you 10% off the premium package. They have a premium Slack chat. They have tools and so much more over there. If you can give a rating and review on iTunes, we'd much appreciate it. But most importantly, with this 3-day weekend on tap, everyone stay safe. Enjoy your friends, family, whatever you have planned. I'll be taking Monday off as I am traveling as well. But I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday. So good luck this weekend. Stay safe. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 4th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.